This is Lisa Braithwaite for Speak Shmeek. Today is September 22, 2010, and today's blog post is titled, Are You Fueling Your Audience's Distraction? A couple of weeks ago, I took a class on healthy sleep habits. It was a typical slideshow with several bullets on each slide, interspersed with a few clip art images. At one point, the instructor put up a slide with six bullets, each denoting a type of sleep disorder. A woman in the back of the room immediately raised her hand. When the instructor called on her, the woman asked, "What's parasomnias?" Parasomnias was the sixth bullet point on the slide. This is one of the best illustrations I've seen for why you don't want to put all your ideas on one slide. For goodness sake, this woman couldn't wait for the instructor to get through the other five bullet points. She had to know what parasomnias were now. When you put all your ideas on the slide, you're asking for audience distraction. They may not raise their hands and ask you to jump ahead, but mentally, they already are. Instead of giving your audience a reason to be reading ahead and not pay attention to what you're talking about at that moment, divide up your slide into its separate ideas. For example, if you visit the Speak Shmeek blog, you'll see that I've taken this slide with six bullet points on sleep disorders and broken it out into examples of six individual slides that each has its own idea. Remember, whether you have six ideas on one slide or six slides with one idea each, the presentation takes the same amount of time. Don't be afraid to spread out your ideas, giving each one the focus and attention it deserves, and keeping audience distractions to a minimum.